It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. It is a Tuesday morning. As we continue on, I'm Walt Lindela, joined on the line right now by Scott Graham. He's Executive Director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. Good morning, Scott. How are we doing?
Good morning, Walt. I'm doing really well, and thanks for having me on.
Well, we are very excited to have you on because the word came out late last week that one of the most popular events that happens in Marquette is the UP Fall Beer Festival, and it's going to be coming back this year after a year off, as many things were. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what's going to be happening with the UP Fall Beer Festival this year.
Well, we're really happy to be able to move forward. I think everybody is feeling like they're ready to get back to a little more sense of normalcy, and events are a big part of that for us at the Michigan Brewers Guild, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing all our friends live and in person. But as scheduled on Saturday, September 11th, we always schedule this event for the Saturday after Labor Day at the Lower Harbor Park, but we'll be having our annual UP Fall Beer Festival. Of course, this is hosted by the Michigan Brewers Guild, and we are a nonprofit organization with a mission to promote and protect the beer industry here in Michigan. And our events they're just a heck of a lot of fun for folks who have a lot of experience drinking local beer, as well as people who just kind of want to discover it, because there's so many different beers to try. It's all about tasting little samples, being around a group of people with a great attitude and a good atmosphere. And so, yeah, we're really excited to be getting tickets on sale this week and be making firm plans for September 11th.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, how did you and the Brewers Guild, and also with some of the breweries that you work with around the state, kind of come to the conclusion? Because it wasn't just that you're doing the UP Fall Beer Festival. The word came out that you're doing several other events around the state. How did you get to this point to say, let's go for it?
Well, we have in our annual calendar, we've got five different festivals, and they're cleverly named Winter Beer Festival, Spring Beer Festival, Summer Beer Festival, and there are two in the fall, one of which is in Marquette. And we've cycled more than a year of not being able to have any of those events due to COVID, and we were still kind of in wait-and-see mode, and as things have continued happily to improve, we decided, hey, we're going to go forward with this. So it's a bit of a challenge for us. It's a bit of a challenge for the breweries as well. I sure appreciate their support. It's a lot of work gets put forth by our brewery members to make these events happen, and of course that's why people come, is for the beer and the camaraderie.
Sure.
So that led us to this kind of crazy schedule. These events are all, we're doing three beer festivals, and they're each 2 weeks apart.
But the key here, though, is, Scott, that I think that these are events that, as you said, people want to go to. They are very popular. It's a big one here in Marquette with the UP Fall Beer Festival. We're talking with Scott Graham, who's Executive Director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. But this year, it's going to be happening, but there is a little bit something different that I know you want to make sure people know about in terms of getting tickets. It is a little different this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, in recent years, there's been some ticket availability at local outlets, at the breweries in town, and the food co-op has helped us out as well. And we're trying to streamline that and sell all the tickets online through our website at mibeer.com. That's how we do all of our other events, and we think that that's going to work best for us and hopefully work well for everybody else. So, yeah, get your tickets online, and I don't want to create a scare or anything, but I wouldn't wait. We typically sell all the tickets that are available, and our plan is to sell a few less this year just to make it not quite as busy of an atmosphere, but it's still going to be a fun beer festival.
Oh, sure.
Type of
so the important part here is that not only are the tickets only going to be available online, but there will be a slightly lesser number about them, so really you shouldn't wait if you're thinking about coming to the beer fest.
Yeah, but there are a lot of tickets, and I'm hopeful that everybody that really wants to be able to go will be able to. I don't expect them to sell out in 20 minutes, let's put it that way.
Right, exactly.
But you never know.
Exactly. It is a popular event. People are very excited that things are happening again. Scott Graham with us this morning, Executive Director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. Again, what are the details of what's going to be happening with the UP Fall Beer Festival, and how do people get those tickets?
So tickets and information, of course, you can go to our website, which is mibeer.com. And the event is planned actually as scheduled this year for Saturday, September 11th, starting at 1 p.m. at Matson Lower Harbor Park in beautiful Marquette.
Scott Graham with me on the line this morning, Executive Director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. Thanks for your time. I know I'll talk with you as we get closer to this and hope to see you at the UP Fall Beer Festival in September.
Anytime, Walt. Thank you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights on our website at sunny.fm. It's a Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.